Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the men of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Jackson 5, Shorty Long, Boys to Men, Barrett Strong, and the Spinners. First up this half hour, Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass with 6x6 right here on Motown Memories. Pushing me away. Motown Memory from Jimmy Ruffin, I Passed This Way Before, and they reached number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. Well, Jimmy was the older brother of David Ruffin, who we heard before that with Walk Away From Love, number 9 from 1975, and we started this half hour with Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass. They were also known as the Funk Brothers, and that song was called 6x6, recorded and released in 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the Men of Motown. Well, coming up, a smash hit from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, one of their best ever, and the Tears of a Clown. Well, interestingly enough, Stevie Wonder and his producer Hank Cosby wrote the music for the song, and Cosby produced the instrumental track recording. Stevie Wonder brought the instrumental track to the 1966 Motown Christmas party because he could not come up with a lyric to fit the instrumentation that they had done. Stevie wanted to see what Smokey Robinson could come up with for the track. Well, Smokey, who remarked that the song's distinctive calliope motif sounded like a circus, provided lyrics that reflected his vision and sang lead vocal for the song. Well, The Tears of a Clown was an album track on Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' 1967 album called Make It Happen, but it was not released as a single. Well, in 1969, Smokey Robinson had tired of constantly touring with the Miracles, and he wanted to remain home in Detroit, Michigan with his wife Claudette and their two children. Well, in 1970, to capitalize on the Miracles' success in the UK, and due to a lack of new material from the group, Motown selected The Tears of a Clown from the group's catalog for a single release. Well, it became number one in the UK, and it quickly became number one in the United States. Well, here is Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, right here on Motown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. court's in session. The court's in session. Now, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
Shorty Long with Here Comes the Judge, and that was number 8 on the Billboard Pop Charts from 1968. That song was taken from the hit TV show on NBC in the 1960s called Laugh-In. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Get It Together, number 28 from 1973. And we started with Smokey Robinson, The Miracles and the Tears of a Clown, number 1 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. This hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, Boys to Men with Water Runs Dry, right here on Motown Memories.
We don't even talk anymore, and we don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying how we feel is no longer allowed. Some people work things out, some just don't know how to change. Let's go wait till the water is dry. We might watch our whole lives pass us by. Let's go wait till the water is dry. We'll make the biggest mistake of our lives. Don't do it, baby. Everybody knows that we're both torn apart. Why do we hurt each other? Why do we push love away?
Let's go wait till the water's
dry. No, no, we may
watch our lives pass us by.
We might wait a whole
life. Let's go wait till the water's dry.
Yeah.
mistake of our lives. I'm doing, baby.
band is known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and I'll Always Love You. That was their first top 40 song on the Motown record label, reaching number 35 from 1965. Before that, Barrett Strong and Yes, No, Maybe So, recorded released in 1960, didn't chart. It was released right after his hit song Money, and we started with Boys to Men and Water Runs Dry, number 2 from 1995. Well, this half hour, we featured the Men of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.